And welcome to Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from the Independence Visitor Center Corporation, it's President and CEO Jim Corrado. Jim, welcome.
Hi, Laura. Nice to be here.
It is wonderful to have you sitting here because today we are going to do an IVCC 101 for anyone who is not really familiar with what's going on behind the scenes at the center, which is located at
6th and Market Streets, right across the street from the Liberty Bell.
Right in the heart of all of the activities that most of us think about when we think of Philadelphia, but we're going to shoot that down today, too, because you cover a vast area. Can we get that quick elevator speech, though, the mission of the center?
Sure. So we are the official visitor center for the greater Philadelphia region. We promote Independence National Historical Park, the city of Philadelphia, and the surrounding counties. We promote ourselves as the first stop for anyone visiting the greater Philadelphia area. So we want you to feel welcome. We want to get your vacation or your trip to Philadelphia off on the right foot. And we have information, tickets, and pretty much anything you need to help enjoy your stay in Philadelphia.
You're in kind of a unique situation here because you're wrangling state, city, two tourism agencies, and the national parks. Philadelphia is kind of a unique situation.
We are. In fact, the Independence Visitor Center is unique in the United States. We are the only visitor center that is privately managed. We do that by agreement with the National Park Service, and we manage the visitor center on behalf of the Park Service, and we serve the city and the region. It is a formula that has been working, and we're hopeful it'll continue to work, but it does require a lot of cooperation among, as you said, Laura, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which has been very supportive, the City of Philadelphia, the Park Service, and the surrounding communities.
Amy Needle comes in every so often to talk about what's going on for the seasons. And Historic Philadelphia, too, works with the national parks. And they're not known for that anywhere else but here.
Right, right. And actually, the Independence Visitor Center is located within Independence National Historical Park. So we are part of the park. We're inside the park area footprint. And there are certain rules and regulations that come with that. And we do our best to do everything that we need to market the city, but make sure that we always stay within the rules that the federal government imposes upon us. It's a good working relationship. What the park brings are arguably the two marquee attractions in the area, the Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell, and the rest of the buildings within Independence National Historical Park. And as you said, we're perfectly located. If you were going to look at an overhead map of the city of Philadelphia and decide where should we drop a visitor center, where it would be most effective, I actually think you would put it right where we are. So we have the advantage of a great location, and we try to make the best of that.
But then you're also dealing with the counties. You're a regional organization too. Do they see the advantages?
They do. Philadelphia is the center of the metropolis, so it is the city that gets the most attention, you know, in terms of having the international airport and having the transportation infrastructure that's needed to get people around. But the counties have a lot to offer, and we always make it clear to people that we do promote the attractions in the counties as well. Everything from Longwood Gardens all the way up to Sesame Place. We have great working relationships with Bucks, Chester, Montgomery, and Delaware counties, they, I think, have an appreciation of how we can help their visitation numbers as well.
What about South Jersey and Delaware?
We concentrate primarily on the South Jersey waterfront, so you've got several attractions in that area, primarily the aquarium. We don't get a lot of people who are traveling to the state of Delaware. Every so often we do, but it's primarily the surrounding counties, the South Jersey waterfront, which is really not very far from us at all, and then, of course, the city of Philadelphia.
All right. Well, you were a former numbers guy with the city, so what is the importance of all of this to us?
Well, hospitality and tourism is one of the primary industries in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and certainly in the city. The impact as far as jobs and tax revenues to the city is enormous. I think sometimes the industry is, I'll say, underappreciated as far as the economic impact it has. I mean, people see conventions and they see groups coming in, and that's often associated with parties or big meetings or get-togethers and things like that. And sometimes I think there's a sense that people view the industry as more of a fun and games kind of thing, when actually it is and can be a fun industry, but it also is a great industry for creating jobs and generating tax revenues for the public sector. It's a terrific industry for people who want to make a career out of it. I see people all the time who start out in entry-level positions in work their way up through the ranks, you know, especially with hotels. So the industry itself is important to the economy, to the local economy, to the state economy, and it continues to grow, which is a great trend for us. More people working, more meetings coming to Philadelphia. And as you said, when people come to Philadelphia and they're here to have a good time, they spend money, and that causes a ripple effect throughout the economy, and everyone gains.
You know, and we do. We underestimate just how many people are affected by travel and tourism, because it's not just the servers in the restaurants, the restaurant owners, or the hotel staff. It's the cab drivers and the Uber drivers and the bus drivers and the people in even sweeping the streets.
It is. It's a widespread impact. I mean, when you look at the reach that the industry has, take something like florists or even service industries that provide supplies. It really does affect a wide swath of the economy, and in a very positive way. And it's not only leisure travel, it's conventions and groups that come into the city. And you can see how that ripple effect that I talked about takes hold. We have situations where conventions will come to Philadelphia. We see spouses or significant others all the time in the visitor center. So the typical conversation would be, you know, I'm here for the weekend, or I'm here for the next few days. My husband or wife is at the convention, and I want to enjoy Philadelphia. And we'll lay out an itinerary for them, and then we'll encourage people to come back. A comment that we get a lot is, I didn't realize there was so much to do in Philadelphia. And we encourage people to come back. You're here, you know, during your convention. Plan a trip to Philadelphia, come back and stay longer so that you can enjoy all these great attractions.
Do we actually have dollars and cents as far as the impact for the region?
We at the Visitor Center are responsible for $2 to $4 million worth of direct impact on the city of Philadelphia on an annual basis. And that's primarily through promoting attractions and the surveys that we've done that show that once we have a chance to inform people of all that's going on in the city, they will go out and experience more attractions as a result of having that information. And it works. It works because a lot of times, an amazing number of times, people will come into our building and say, just got here, I want to see the Liberty Bell, what else is there to do? And that plays right into our hands. So we have a direct economic impact in the millions of dollars just by being able to provide that information.
If somebody comes in with a business convention, is that the best way to turn over somebody, or direct appeal for travel and tourism?
Well, I think it's really a joint effort. And you mentioned the other hospitality agencies in the city of Philadelphia, Visit Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Pennsylvania Convention Center. We all work together. My staff will be present when a large convention is in town. We'll actually be on site at the convention center. We have what I think is the best team of visitor service representatives, and we're happy to deploy them at the convention center. So we're in contact with people right on site at the conventions. For leisure travelers, we have a great reputation, and we have a great relationship with the hotels. And the hotels encourage folks to come and visit us down at 6th and Market Street. So it's a unified effort. It's a cohesive effort among the different hospitality agencies, and it's working.
the holidays here are totally different than the summers here. There's so much to do and so many activities that are based on the warm weather or the cold weather.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And our periods where we have lulls, if you will, where visitation tends to be lesser than in peak periods, those lull periods are becoming smaller and smaller, which is very gratifying. If you take the holiday season that we're in the midst of right now, there are so many holiday attractions now, and it just keeps getting better here in the city. And we operate the Flash, which is a downtown bus loop. The Visitor Center Corporation operates that. And we are actually running a free shuttle this year in the evenings from Thursdays to Sundays that links the different holiday attractions. And we're getting a lot of riders and a lot of people that are happy that they're able to visit the different attractions. So, everybody associates us with the summer and high visitation periods and Welcome America and the 4th of July. But there are also great times of the year to be in Philadelphia besides just the summer peak season.
I didn't realize that Flash was part of your bailiwick there.
Right. So we took that over about 6 years ago. Flash was originally started in the early 1990s and was run by several different agencies over the years. In 2012, it looked as though state funding was drying up and it looked as though it might be on the way out. We see every day the value that it has for visitors in terms of enabling them to get conveniently to the different attractions around the city. So we stepped in and took over the operation. The first couple years were tough and we ran a limited schedule, but we thought it was important to keep the service operating. And then there was a major transportation bill passed by the state legislature, signed by the governor in Harrisburg. That was in 2014, I believe. And that provided funding for the Flash to enable us to continue and operate the service. And it's grown every year. This will be a record year for the Flash. We're looking at over 400,000 riders. And it's still the best transportation option available to visitors. It's $2 for a single ride, $5 for an all-day pass. It's working very well.
And then in the evenings during the holiday season, it's Thursday through Sunday, you're offering free rides.
A free shuttle, yes. And it's a little bit of a different route. It just connects the holiday attractions, everything from Penn's Landing and the Winterfest with the Christmas Village, the Comcast Center, Macy's. So we hit all the holiday attractions, and we're getting a great reaction to that.
I have to ask about transportation, and that was on my list here today. How do tourists and how do the infrequent visitors to the city find our transportation? Do we have some issues?
Well, that's one of the reasons why we felt Flash was so important to continue, because it does for people who drive to the visitor center, and we get a lot of people from the Mid-Atlantic region who do that. They park their car. They don't want to be navigating Center City. By virtue of the Flash being a loop, it gives that people the ability to know that, okay, I'm going to get on here and eventually I can get off here. And in the meantime, I can hit all of these different attractions. We have a little bit of an issue with people just understanding, and these are first-time visitors primarily, or people that are not familiar with public transit, understanding the SEPTA system. But it's fairly easy to explain. We're right at the hub of a Market Frankford L station. We have bus routes that run through the downtown area. So once we explain it, people tend to be a little bit more comfortable. But it still can be a bit challenging. We get, for instance, Laura, we get a lot of people that come in on weekends for sporting activities, and they'll want to visit the sports complex. And for us, it's pretty easy. We just tell them either walk or take the bus to City Hall, get on the Broad Street subway, and you're there. We make it work.
And parking, again, big city, expensive parking.
It is an issue. It continues to be an issue. That is something that we deal with. As I said, generally what we find is that people will park once and not want to continue to move their cars around the city because they know they're going to have to deal with traffic and finding another parking spot and possibly paying for parking again. So Again, it works to our advantage in marketing the flesh.
And if you're just joining us, this is Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, Jim Corrado, the president and CEO of the Independence Visitor Center Corporation. And if you would like more information about everything we're talking about, go to their fabulous website. It is remarkable. We were going to discuss that too, by the way. PHLVisitorCenter.com. That's PHLVisitorCenter.com. If you just type in Independence Visitor Center, though, I've discovered that you get it no matter how badly you spell independence. And I'm really happy about that. But now let's talk about your facilities, because then the website is part of that. But what is it? You are the first impression of the city for millions of people each and every year. What happens when somebody arrives there? They park underground, they come up, and they're in there. And I know you're going through huge renovations over the last couple of years. You want to talk about the center itself and then how to plan a great trip?
Sure. So the hub of the building, or the main central point of the building, is our visitor services desk. And that's where we have our visitor services representatives. Some people refer to them as concierges. As I said, I really do believe we have the best team of visitor service representatives anywhere. They're knowledgeable, they're fun, they're always willing to offer an opinion, and a lot of times they are asked for personal opinions. They're a great group. Our director, Ellie Slomine, does a terrific job of making sure that everybody is working together and helping each other. But the visitor services desk is actually under renovation right now, so you won't see it if you come in until it's completed. The renovation is completed, which will be by Memorial Day. And you mentioned our renovation program. It's a $15 million program that we initiated 3 years ago, and basically it's a complete overhaul of the building. And the name of the renovation project is Visitor Experience Improvement Project. And we purposely called it that because everything that we do is centered on enhancing the visitor experience. We want every person that comes into the building to have a pleasant experience and feel good about being in Philadelphia. And that could be ducking into a restroom and just finding it clean and safe, and being able to use the facilities, or using every amenity that we have to offer, which means our gift shop, which we just expanded, engaging with our visitor services representatives, grabbing a quick salad at our indoor cafe, buying tickets, and getting information. Everyone who comes into the building, we want them to have a pleasant experience. So we have upgraded the facilities. We expanded our gift shop, and we have, I may be a bit biased here, but we have what I believe is the best gift shop for Philadelphia souvenirs, memorabilia, anywhere in the entire city. It is completely redone. It's expanded. It's there's something for everyone there. We're really proud of the job that Event Network, our operator, is doing there. We've installed digital screens on one side of the building, and more are coming. And we have renovated our two theaters, so we show films in the visitor center. And in one theater are Independence National Historical Park related films, shorts, 3 to 5 minutes. And then in Theater 2, our Welcome Theater, we show a 10-minute film on all of the attractions in Philadelphia. And the idea is have people coming and going so they're not sitting for a long period of time, but they watch the film, they see all these different attractions. And at the end of 10 minutes, we want you to sort of feel, wow, I am so happy to be in this city. There's so much to do, and let me find out more information. And then the final phase of the project is the renovation of the visitor services desk, and we'll have an all new desk for our staff. And then we're installing giant digital, interactive digital touch screens. The idea behind that is that the technology in the building had not really been changed since the building opened in 2001. We know people get their information in different ways now, and it's a digital world now, and people are used to using technology to get everything they need. So we wanted to We wanted to make sure that our visitors that wanted to get their information in that fashion had the ability to do so.
But then the personal touch is really important, because any boob can pick up a pad and tap in, I want to see this, this, and this, but they might not know about, I'm surprised at how many people don't know about the Physic House or the Dolly Todd House or the other great little hidden gems here in this city that are wonderful. And the person who's interested in shopping might not want to see the same things that the person who's into history or art want to see. And do you have somebody to go? I mean, I know you alluded to that, but if I walk in there and I am dumb and I just say, I want to see art, you're going to be able to guide me around and get me to what I want to see?
Yeah, absolutely. And we will always, always be true to our mission of giving people information and personal opinions if that's what they'd like. But yes, we will have an all-new visitor services desk, and our staff will be located adjacent to the screens. So if anyone has a question about how to use the screens or just see something that they want more information, or they just want to talk to an individual, they'll always be able to do that. The screens spring to life as the visitor approaches, and it pulls you in and invites you to start exploring. So what we're envisioning, what we're hoping, is that people will see different attractions on the screen, like Physic House and the different historic houses that you mentioned that they wouldn't normally know about, that they'll see those and then ask our staff for more information about that. We will never lose the personal touch. It's very important to us. It brings to mind several years ago, I was up in New York City and I visited their visitor center. My friends up in New York invited me to come by, and they had installed something a little bit similar to this. And I stayed in there for an afternoon and just watched people for 3 or 4 hours. And it was amazing how many people had a little bit of trouble navigating the technology and instantly just went for the personal touch. And the staff up there confirmed that a lot of people still like talking to a person. They like asking for tips and things like that. And we will always be true to that.
There are a lot of tours and a lot of guides in the area as well. Do you recommend which ones to use?
Yeah, there's really something for everyone. The bus tours are terrific for an overview of the city. And we sell a lot of tickets for bus tours. People that just want to get a good overview of the whole area. And the way it's structured with the bus tours is they're hop on, hop off. You buy an all-day ticket. So people will ride the whole route. They'll see interesting attractions, and then they'll go back and do it again. We also have a variety of walking tours for the historic district. And we sell tickets for guided tours that are very popular. And we also give out maps for people that want to just do it on their own, which is very popular. We have good maps that'll enable people to do that. So there's kind of something for everyone. There's tours of the murals, the Mural Mile Tour. There are historic tours. There's cheesesteak tours. There's pretty much a tour for everyone.
Let's get back into your website. Say I'm a family and I want to do Philadelphia on a budget. You know, you add up multiple tickets to museums and you add up everything, and it can get kind of cost prohibitive. Can you do Philadelphia on the cheap and have a great time?
You can. And we sell a number of passes that enable people to do that. There are sightseeing tour passes and Philadelphia pass promotions that allow people to do the whole array of attractions for one price. And then we at the visitor center, we package different attractions in passes that enable people to do the historic district attractions, mm-hmm. and oftentimes save $10 or $15 per ticket. And they're very popular. So we're very conscious of that. We know a lot of people come in and have limited budgets or just, you know, can't afford the higher end attractions. So we try to tailor that to our recommendations.
Okay. And when we go to your website, what would you suggest? Well, what are we going to find at your website?
Well, you'll find a lot of information about the visitor center itself. So we don't want the website to replace people actually coming to the center. you'll find all of our partners, all of our ticket partners, and virtually every attraction in the region is a ticket partner of ours. You'll find information about all the attractions on there. You'll find tips on different attractions, and you'll find current information on any festivals or special events that are taking place right now. So, for instance, at this time of year, you'll find information about the different holiday attractions in the Christmas Village and such. It's really well done. Our marketing team really has over the years really put us at a very good place with our website, because we know that's the starting point for a lot of people. But we do still encourage people to come into the building when they're in Philadelphia.
The big two, Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell. That's what people think of when they think of Philadelphia. But what's the number one request, or what do people ask about? And I'm talking about from around the world. When they come in to Philadelphia, what are they looking to do?
So, as you said, Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell are clearly the two attractions that get the most attention. And we at the Visitor Center have the advantage of being the distribution point for the free tickets to do the Independence Hall tour. So if you want to do the Independence Hall tour, which is wonderful, you need a ticket, and the only place you can get the ticket is in our building. So there's those two attractions. The other two questions that quickly come to mind, and these never fail to amaze me, the Art Museum Steps, or as they're called by our visitors, all of our visitors, the Rocky Steps. It is absolutely amazing. It is an international phenomenon. I know that the movie is 40 plus years old and has been resurrected now with the Creed series, but it is just amazing. Not only people from the United States, but people from all over the world want to know where the steps are and how to get there. And it's actually all for our flash stops along our route running the flash. It's always one of our top three stops, the steps. So that's one. And then the other one, which I just referred to a few minutes ago, is of course, the inimitable cheesesteak. And we get that question every which way. Where are Pat's and Gino's? What's the closest one? What's the best one? What's your personal best one? What's your favorite? And it's amazing. It's that people see it on TV all the time. They hear the talk about it and they want to experience it. It's amazing.
I'm a tour guide at Laurel Hill Cemetery, and Adrian, they want to see Adrian. No matter, I say, here's General Meade. Where's Adrian? Right. Adrian is one of the top ones there. And the other is, no matter who comes in, an athlete or an artist, they come into town, they stop by the station, and the first thing is, what cheesesteak am I supposed to eat?
Right. Yeah, it's just, I never cease to be amazed at the popularity of both of those. I mean, we have people that they'll come in and they'll ask about the steps, and we'll show them where they are on a map. They'll say, how do I get there? We'll offer the flash as an option and tell them we can get them there pretty quickly because it's a long walk. And then they'll say, okay, so how often does it run? We tell them every 15 to 20 minutes, and they'll say, okay, so I can get off, run up the steps, come back down, and be in time for the next bus. And it works.
So if I'm hearing this, what's my takeaway for the Independence Visitor Center?
Come into the Visitor Center, and we can give you all the information that you need to really enjoy everything that Philadelphia has to offer. We can give you hidden gems. We can give you tickets to the Independence Hall tour. We can literally plan your vacation out for you, and we do that thousands and thousands of times a year. Whether it's just for a day, whether it's people that come in and say, "I have 2 hours, what should I do?" or whether it's for a weekend, we're there to make people happy. That's our goal, and as I said recently to someone, it's you have to love an industry whose goal is to make people happy. And that's what we try to do. We try to create pleasant experiences and make sure that that Philadelphia remains one of the top cities in the country for tourism.
And, of course, the center is located at 6th and Market. You can find out information about everything about this center at phlvisitorcenter.com. That's phlvisitorcenter.com. IVCC.com, all one word. My guest today has been Jim Corrado, the president and CEO of the Independence Visitors Center Corporation here in Philadelphia, again at 6th and Market. And you are on what lines?
We're at the 5th Street stop of the Market Frankfort L, and there are several bus routes that stop right at our front door. SEPTA bus routes 17, 33, and 48 all stop right at our front door.
And, of course, there is parking underground there as well.
That's right.
Okay. So, again, 6th and Market or online, phlvisitorscenter.com. Jim, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Laura. It's always a pleasure.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Philadelphia Focus.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.